today is one of the things that Jonathan Hayes and Derek started as far as feeding the needy people. And today the Chiefs, along with Red Coders, all different kind of volunteers, and we are feeding 1,750 people for Thanksgiving.
The Chiefs unite this community. On Sundays, we bring everyone together. Thanksgiving brings families together. So the combination of those two things, and then to have a player like Eric on his day off go out and actually impact a family that's in need, not only the opportunity to meet Eric and be able to spend some time with him, but also to provide a meal that'll provide them for Thanksgiving.
We just left the stadium, loading up trucks with Thanksgiving goodies, turkeys, eggs, bread, ham, all types of stuff. But right now we headed to see Ann Bishop, longtime Chiefs fan.
I grew up 30 miles from Topeka, and I guess that's when I started becoming a fan. Over the years, you know, it's been very important to me.
You know, she drove up to River Falls when training camp was up there.
We'd line up along the fence, and they would come by and sign autographs or let us take pictures. It was just a lot of fun. You had this connection with them, you know.
You know, we're just heading over here to give her some Thanksgiving goodies as well.
I know the Chiefs are good to a lot of organizations. That's so important, to think of other people, because the Little Sisters of the Poor really live on other people's generosity. Generous people like the Kansas City Chiefs that help us, you know, in one way or another. They've given us 24 turkeys every year. Those turkeys would feed a lot of people, and it's very important.
It's always cool to see everybody come together to do something good for a good cause. We had chemistry up there just the same way we got chemistry on the field.
They function well as a team. I think they love each other. At least that's what I see. And obviously they love the Little Sisters of the Poor. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? And then when we get inside, you know, you see Miss Ann sitting there with all her Chiefs gear.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, too.
Welcomed us with open arms, and she was just excited.
Oh, my. I was totally surprised, overwhelmed.
We got a bear.
Oh, cute.
I'll sign that if you
want
to. Thank
you.
Custom jersey.
Oh, my goodness. Name and all. Does that make me an honorary chief?
If you want me, I would say so.
Thank you so much. You don't know how much I appreciate that.
Appreciate you. You know, it just felt like I had known her all my life. You know, that's just how welcoming she was. And I think it was just cool being able to spend a little time with her. You got to wear it on Sundays, too.
Okay.
Starting this Sunday.
All right, I will.
All right.
I promise.
But at the same time, I appreciated it, too.
I'm strong. I can make a team. I didn't expect all this attention today. Gosh. How tall are you?
6 feet, I say. Everybody say I'm not 6 feet, but I'm 6 feet.
Okay, I'm 4'10". I thought this was going to be like a 2-minute interview, and I would just tell you all what your generosity meant to us by giving us turkeys, and that would be the end of it. But it was so much more. So exciting. Made my day.
You can't really put it into words, but it's truly a special connection. I think so. Yeah, it was real cool.